Kiddushin Yerushalmi, Kotzmein to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Samach Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Lamed Tesamid Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Kol Mokoim Sheyesh Kiddushin Vein Aveira, Havlad Hoylech Acha Hazocho. Ezuzu, the Kohenes, Leviya, Yisraelis, Shenises, Lekoyen, Levi, Yisrael. Any relationship where Kiddushin takes effect and there's no Issa involved, the child follows the lineage of the father. What are these? That will be the daughter of a Kohen, a Levi, or a Yisrael, marrying a Kohen, a Levi, or a Yisrael. V'chol mokom shesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, havlad ha'lechacha ha'pagum, shebishneim. V'ezezu, zu almana l'kohen gadol, gusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedjet, mamzeres nesinu l'yisrael, bas yisrael, l'nosinu l'mamzer. Any relationship where kiddushin takes effect, but an issur is involved, the child follows the lineage of the father, the parent that's more blemished. What are these? A widow to a Kohen Gadol, a divorcee or a chalutza to a regular Kohen, a mamzeres or nasina to a Yisrael, a daughter of Yisrael to a nasin or to a mamzer. Kol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin, ava yesh lo kiddushin, al acherim, havlad mamzer. Ve'ezu zu haba al achas mikal arayas sheba teira. Any relationship where kiddushin does not take effect, but for others kiddushin would take effect, the child is a mamzer, and what are these? One who has relations with one of the arayas of the Torah, for example, with his sister, with the married woman, with his aunt. Any relationship where kiddushin does not take effect, neither for him nor for any other man, the child follows the status of the mother, and one of these, the child of a slave woman or of a Gentile woman. And the Gemara opens with a question. Rishim ben Lakish bar koimer of Yochanan. Rishim ben Lakish asked of Yochanan, Hare ger shenasa mamzeres, hare ish kiddushin, vein aveira, v'avlad hoylich acha hapagum shebishneim. If a convert marries a mamzeres, kiddushin takes effect, and there is no issa involved, but the child follows a more blemished parent, means the child is a mamzer. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan answered him, B'chol mokoim shishana rebi perush ve'ezezu ze'kohenes ve'levi av Yisraelis shenosu lekoyen ve'levi al Yisrael. Rebbe clarified the statement over here at the beginning of the Mishnah by specifying what are these, the daughter of a kohen, a levi or Yisrael, to a kohen, a levi or a Yisrael. Avin shamala min debasor, b'chol mokom shesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, havlad hoylech acha hapogom. Well, Avin heard in this discussion about the second phrase of the Mishnah, where it said, any relationship where kiddushin takes effect but an issa is involved, the child follows the lineage of the more blemished parent. And it was on that Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked, Rav Shimon ben Lakish bar kami Rav Yochanan, harei ger shenasa mamzeres, harei yesh kiddushin, ve'ein aveira, v'avlad hoylech acha pogum shebishneim. If a convert married a mamzeres, kiddushin does take effect, and there is no issa involved, but the child nevertheless follows the more blemished parent and becomes a mamzer. Amalei Rav Yochanan answered him, kol mokom shishona rebi perush, ve'ez ze amona l'koin godol, gusha v'chalutz l'koin hedjet, u'mamzeres nesin l'yisrael, u'bas yisrael, l'mamzer u'lenosin. Rebbe clarified the statement by specifying one of these, and he said, a widow to a koin godol, a divorcee or a chalutza to a regular koin, a mamzeres nesin to a yisrael, a daughter of yisrael to a nosin or to a mamzer. V'sivine le gemara as, harei chalal shenasa l'bas yisrael, harei kiddushin, ve'ein aveira, Havlad hoylech achar pogum shebishneim. If a chalal married the daughter of a Yisrael, the kiddushin takes effect and there is no issa involved, but the child follows a more blemished parent and becomes a chalal. On the other hand, if a person remarried his ex-wife after she'd married someone else, the kiddushin takes effect, there is an issa involved, but the child is kosher. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, one who remarried his ex-wife after she married someone else, their daughter may marry a kohen, and why is this? Because the pasuk says she is an abomination, meaning that her children are not an abomination, so their daughter may marry a kohen. Rabbi Yosi Rabun b'shem Rav Ger ve'eved meshuchrar v'chalal mutarim b'kohenes. My timer k'sheirim huzhu ala pasulois upsulois ala k'sheirim avaloi k'sheirois ala pasulin v'loi pasulin ala k'sheirois. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Rav, said that a convert, a freed slave, and a chalal may marry the daughter of a kohen. And why is this? Because kosher men are warned against pasul women, and pasul women are warned against kosher men. But kosher women are not warned against pasul men, nor are pasul men warned against kosher women. Ask the Gemara from a Brisa v'hatani. The Brisa says, and we quote a pasuk in Vayikra, in Perkhof Aleph, pasuk Zayin, lo yikru melamed she'af ha'ishem mutheres al yedei ish. They should not take and they shall not take a divorcee. Why does the pasuk repeat the phrase "they shall not take"? It could have just said them together to teach that the woman is also commanded against having such a relationship. And this is where we have the question against the Biyosi. They assumed that the pasuk is warning kasher women against pasul men. And the answer is Ve'enan Elehab Bepsulos Al Ksheirim. No, the pasuk is actually warning the pasul women against marrying kasher men, like the cases of the pasuk themselves. Once a convert asked Rabbi Yosa if he's allowed to marry a mamzeret, Amalei, Ma'o Minsov Mamzeretah. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosi answered him, Shari, it's permitted for you. Chaza ba'asa legabi Rabbi Yuda. Then he asked the same question to Rabbi Yuda, Amalei Shari, and he also said it's permitted. Elahavayada, the bonada who gathered mamzerin klemish maya. But you should know that the child that you will produce from this relationship will be a mamzer. Chaza ba'asa klemish Rabbi Yosi. He went back and returned to Rabbi Yosi, and he asked him, "Why didn't you inform me that this is true?" Amalei havas yada dehu kein v'lama shavasli. So why do you permit it for me? Midkab neisa. Amalei madshaltli agivuneich. And he said, "I merely answered the question that you asked of me. Of course, I understood that the child would be a mamzer, but that was not your question." Amr Rabbi Yosi ahein giura medami lamalta gufna imbayas lemisne ba'amba shari bekitna shari. Rabbi Yosi commented, "This convert is like cotton wool. If you wish to connect him to wool, it's permitted. If you wish to connect him to linen, it's permitted. And there's no issa of shatness involved in such a case." Now we understand that the daughter of Yisrael cannot marry a mamzer or a nosin, because the pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perchof Gimel, pasuk Gimel, a mamzer shall not enter the congregation of Yisrael. But if Yisrael married a mamzeris, how do we know that the child follows its mother's blemish and it becomes a mamzer? But what's the purpose of the words lo yavoi? Even a tenth generation shall not enter the congregation of Hashem. What's that to teach you? To make the child pasul means it's a mamzer, even if only the mother was a mamzer and the father was not. Mau mamzer, mum zar. We will ask, what's the meaning of the word mamzer? It comes from the phrase mum zar, which means a strange blemish that continues for all future generations. This disagrees with the teaching of Yehuda ben Pazi, because he quoted the pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Samaches, in pasuk Zayin, Hashem settles individuals into a family. Even if a mamzer is on one side of the world and a mamzer is on the other side of the world, Hashem brings them together in marriage. A mamza does not live more than 30 days, says Rav Huna. In the days of Rav Yacha, a Babylonian person came here who was known to be a mamza, which indicates that mamza could live more than 30 days. And he said to Rabbi Rachia, "Rebbe, give me charity." Rabbi Yachia replied, "Tomorrow, when I give my Torah shir, I'm going to decide on the amount." Asa Yosef Dorish Mindachasil Midrash Amalein Achunan Zochon Imadein Dehu Mamza. The Mamza came when Rabbi Yachia was speaking, and when he finished, he told the people, "Give charity to this Mamza." Mindazle Kahala Amalei Rebbe Chai Shah Bois Gabich Vuvdosa Chayin Dehu Gava. When everyone left, the Mamza said to Rabbi Yachia, "Rebbe, I asked you for a temporary life, which means to sustain me, and now that you've announced that I'm a mamzer, you've taken me from eternal life, because no one will give me their daughter in marriage." Amalei, Rabbi Brachia replied to him, "Chayecha chayin yaveslach da'am Rabbi Abba Rav Huna b'shem Rav, ein mamzer chaya ele shloshim yoim, ein masai bezman she'ein mefulsam, avel im hayim mefulsam chayihu." On the contrary, he said, "I've given you eternal life, because Rabbi Abba Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that a mamzer does not live more than 30 days in order to prevent him from mixing into the people and contaminating all of them. This only applies when his status is not known, but if it is known, he can live longer." Rabbi Zeru kad salik lahacha sham maklein kai mamzeru mamzelta. Amalein mahu kein ha'azla ha'hi d'Rav Huna ama ein mamzer chai yosem eshtoshim yoim. When Rav Zeru came to Eretz Yisrael, he heard a rumor that a certain man and a certain woman were mamzerim. He said, "How could this be? It contradicts the teaching of Rav Huna, who said that a mamzer does not live more than 30 days, and these people are older." But the answer is, it only applies when his status is not known, but if it is known, they can live longer.